Hello friends, my name is Helen. I'm here to tell you a story from the Book of God. Warning, the lying couple. Even though Peter and John were threatened by the religious leaders, they and the other followers of Jesus continued to tell everyone the good news about Jesus. The followers of Jesus shared their positions with one another. They share the same heart and mind. One man sold a field he owned and brought the money to the closest followers of Jesus to share with believers in need in the community. There was another man and his wife who sold a field and brought the money to benefit the community. Together, they decided to hold back part of the money from the sale of the field, but claimed they were giving the full amount. The man came by himself to bring the money to the closest followers of Jesus. Peter asked him, "How could you do such a thing? Have you let Satan enter your heart? You have lied to God's Spirit. You kept back part of the money for yourself. It was your choice to sell the field. The money you made was yours to do what you wanted. You lied that it was the full amount of money. You lie to God, not just to us." As soon as the man heard these words, he died. His dead body fell to the floor. Everyone who heard about the incident felt great fear. Some young men wrapped up the man's dead body in a cloth, took the body out, and buried him. About 3 hours later, the man's wife came to Peter. She did not know what had happened to her husband. Peter asked her, "Was this the full amount of money you and your husband received for your field?" The woman answered, "Yes, that was the full amount." Peter said to her, "Why did you and your husband decide to lie and test God's Spirit? Did you think you would not suffer punishment?" Peter then said, "Look, this young man just returned from burying your dead husband. They will bury your dead body too." Immediately, the woman died and fell down. The young man carried her dead body out and buried her beside her husband. A great fear came over the community of the followers of Jesus, the church, as well as others who heard about what happened. This is the end of my story from the Book of God. Thank you.